This is Bucks in 6 minutes.
That's for the culture.
To recap the last game, here's Alex Stroh.
Game 3 of a 4-game West Coast road trip and night 2 of a back-to-back for the Milwaukee Bucks found them in Portland, taking on the Trailblazers. Might have been a late night here in Wisconsin, but the Bucks hope to keep everybody awake, entering this one winning 9 of their last 11. To get things started in the first quarter, Giannis facilitating finding Brook Lopez for the opening bucket.
Now he lobs underneath Brook Lopez there to stuff it home. And the Bucks are first to score tonight.
And shortly after that, it was Damian Lillard playing only his second game in the Rip City since being traded to the Bucks prior to last season.
Lillard wants to push forward up the right sideline for the Bucks. Picked up the dribble, though, gets it to Jackson, now gets it right back, fires a deep three, right wing, and he drilled it.
And after the applause from the Portland crowd, game tied 7-7 for the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo making his first of 8 field goals in the first quarter alone.
Here's Giannis, Euro stepping down the lane, uncontested two-handed dunk.
The rest of the quarter offensively, it was all about the Greek Freak.
Jackson gonna slow it up, now hands off to Giannis. Here he comes down the lane. Left-hand layup is good, counted in a foul.
And with 1.8 seconds remaining in the opening quarter,
Connaughton, Pat, going in pick and roll, right-hand shot no good. Giannis offensive rebound, skies up, slammed it home with the right hand.
Giannis a perfect 8-for-8 from the field and a game-high 16 after one period. Bucks led by 5, 36-31 after the first quarter. Early going second quarter, Damian Lillard continuing the offensive output.
Dame wanted to kick in the corner, instead decided to just scoop it through a double team. Somehow got it to the window and got it to go through. Bucks lead by 7, 38-31.
Later second quarter, Bucks displaying incredible ball movement offensively, leading to a Ryan Rollins jumper.
Rollins going to get it to the left elbow. Brook Lopez back to the basket, hands off to Lillard, turns the corner, kicks into the right corner of Andre Jackson. Here's Rollins. He's going to pull up for mid-range. Straight on 15-footer free throw line. Jumper is good.
The Bucks led by as much as 12 in the second quarter, but Portland got things going offensively, going on a 13-3 run, giving the Blazers their first lead of the game with just over 2 minutes left in the quarter, 57-56. If anybody had anything to say about it was Giannis responding.
Rollins lobs, Andre Jackson kicks out to Beauchamp, hesitated on the three, now finds Giannis, who Euro steps his way through the lane and lays it up and in.
Back on the Portland side, Denny Avdija hitting a three, but on the other end, Gary Trent Jr. says, anything you can do, I can do better.
Giannis a screen once again from Gary Trent, backing his way down. They leave Trent all alone, 4-3, just left of the arc, and he buries the triple.
Quite a response by the Blazers as Anfernee Simons, with just under 3 seconds left in the half, buries a long two to give the Blazers a halftime lead. 64-61 at the break, a second quarter that featured 5 lead changes in the final 2 minutes and 23 seconds. No points at the break and no minutes played in quarter number 2 for Chris Middleton, who picked up 3 fouls in only 7 minutes played in the first quarter. Giannis a game-high 21 points at the half. Damian Lillard chipping in 14, leading the way for the Bucks. Early third quarter, Giannis, showing his athleticism, keeps the deficit at just 3.
Comes away with the rebound. Bucks have a 3-on-3 the other way. Giannis takes it all the way to himself and lays it up and in.
As the Blazers' offense continued to pour it on the Bucks, Giannis keeping the Bucks in this one.
Andre has it, gets it down to Giannis, quickly on the left block. Spins baseline, just goes up and lays it in as he was able to work his way around Denny Avdija. Bucks trail by 5, 74-69.
Later third quarter, Bucks down 9, 82-73. Giannis again.
Giannis just inside the arc, back to the basket, looking to hand it off. Gets it to Gary Trent. He leaves for Giannis. Giannis, power dribble, counted in a foul.
And then with under a minute to go in the third quarter, Bucks down 6. Big time shot from GT.
Long rebound, comes out to Trent. No hesitation, he'll fire and hit the three. And the Bucks are back down by 3, 90-87.
Bucks outscored 7-2 in the final 37 seconds. Blazers took an 8-point lead, 97-89, into the final quarter. And as the fourth quarter began, so did a scoring drought. Portland opened the fourth quarter with a 14-3 run, extending their lead to 19. And the hole the Bucks dug was just a bit too deep, despite good efforts from Brook Lopez.
Can't hit, but a rebound to Connaughton. Here's Lopez, deep three, right wing. He'll hit and answer for 3. So Brook Lopez, back-to-back threes for the big guy.
And one final moment for Giannis in a 39-point outing.
Dame into the front court, over to Pat Connaughton. He's going to drive once again, flips it to Giannis on the block. He'll hammer it home with the right hand.
Ultimately, the Blazers hanging on by 13.
It is the Blazers who dominate the Bucks in the second half and sweep the season series against Milwaukee, winning tonight 125-112.
The great Gabe Neitzel on the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network and 620 WTMJ. Here's what the head coach, Doc Rivers, had to say after the loss.
I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game.
The Bucks now 26-19 on the season. Next up is the final of this four-game road trip coming up Friday in San Antonio against the Spurs. 7 o'clock tip on Friday as the Bucks look to close out the month of January with a win.